This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. As coronavirus cases continue to rise in Ohio, the DeWine administration canceled elective surgeries across the state. The intention is to ensure hospital beds are open and doctors are at the ready, so when there's a surge of patients with COVID-19, they can handle them without being overwhelmed. But what qualifies as an elective surgery can be confusing, even for some healthcare professionals. WOSU's Paige Flagger's been following this and joins us now. Hey, Paige.
Hey, Claire.
So tell us how this order works.
So they defined it by saying what is an essential surgery instead of trying to classify what surgeries are not essential. Here's Andy Thomas from the Wexner Medical Center.
Surgery or a procedure that is life-saving. A surgery or a procedure that preserves the function of an organ or preserves a limb for a patient. A surgery that will reduce the risk of metastasis or progression of disease for cancer or other condition. And a surgery that will reduce the risk of progression to severe symptoms for the patient.
All others are supposed to be canceled.
But even that seems like it leaves a lot of gray area, right?
Exactly. So WOSU has gotten emails from healthcare workers about surgeries that are still happening that they question how essential they actually are. Bruce Vanderhoff is the chief medical officer of Ohio Health, and he says he understands their concern.
People will hear anecdotal things where they will see a case on a schedule and look at what is written on the schedule and say, oh, well, that's something that ought not to occur. But they really don't have the important clinical information behind it.
One example is hernias. Some hernias are just a minor nuisance. You can live with them for a long time. Others can get so bad that they could actually kill you. But an operation to remove a hernia would show up the same way on a surgery schedule, and without knowing the rest of the case information, you wouldn't know if it was essential or not. Of course, there is a lot of debate over where to draw the line. Attorney General Dave Yost called for abortions to be halted, calling them quote-unquote non-essential. Abortion providers say abortions are, in fact, essential, time-sensitive, and in some cases, life-saving.
You've talked to hospitals and private practices around Central Ohio. Are physicians complying with this order?
From what I've heard, yes. Central Ohio hospitals have a daily review process in place, and some private practices have actually closed altogether for the time being. I asked General Surgeon Brian Grishaw of Mount Carmel why a physician might disobey the order. He said money might be one reason, but it depends on if you're a physician employed by a hospital or a doctor in a private practice.
Employed physicians have a little bit of a buffer there, obviously, because they're receiving a paycheck, but the people that are in private practice tend to get a little bit more nervous in times like this where your elective caseload is, you know, precipitously dropping and you have an overhead to make.
But he added if a physician at their hospital was caught still doing elective surgeries, they would be disciplined and possibly even fired.
This has only been in place for a week. Has the order emptied out hospitals?
Yeah, it's definitely making an impact. At Mount Carmel, Grishaw says it has cut the number of surgeries in half, basically. In fact, it's been so successful that at the moment, they actually have a surplus of hospital workers. But that won't last long, he says. It's just kind of the quiet before the storm right now. Grishaw says the order has put them in a better position to prepare for the boom of patients, but he also wonders what impact it might have on the hospitals long term.
Surgeries in general tend to be big revenue generators for hospitals. And when you have the largest revenue producing portion of your entity running at 40 to 50% capacity, you're going to feel that impact pretty dramatically.
Paige Flagger, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Yeah, thanks, Claire.
WOSU's Paige Flagger has been looking into the impact of the DeWine administration's order to cancel elective surgeries. This is 89.7.